from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan to talk about the new U.S. strategy for South Asia with the country's leaders. Tillerson is on a Middle East and South Asia tour. He met Monday with President Ashraf Ghani, the Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, and Afghan's National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar during his brief stay. The talks were held at Bagram Air Base outside of Kabul. And Tillerson made a previously unannounced visit to Iraq. Hours after his similar visit to Afghanistan in Baghdad, Tillerson was to meet Monday with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. He said Iranian-backed militias and their Iranian advisors should leave Iraq. He was looking for ways to improve relations earlier in his trip between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. President Trump will use his upcoming visit to Asia to consolidate international pressure on North Korea to attempt to deter its pursuit of perfecting a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile. On Monday, a senior White House official defended the administration's more assertive stance toward North Korea. The official said, "If we fail to confront and reverse the threat, we're going to be living in a much darker era." The official told White House reporters, "The president's rhetoric and, more importantly, his actions have led to the most substantial shift and progress by the international community in confronting this threat than we've seen over the past several administrations." This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he will use, quote, decisive and strong diplomacy as he deals with North Korea and its nuclear missile programs. He said he will talk about North Korea with President Trump when Trump visits Japan next month. Philippine Defense Minister Delfin Lorenzana said Monday a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Marawi is over.
Military, the armed forces, and the police, aided by its government and the massive support of the Filipino people, have nipped the budding infrastructure and defeated terrorism in the Philippines. In crushing thus far the most serious attempt to export violent extremism and radicalism in the Philippines and in the region, we have contributed to preventing its spread in Asia and gave our share to maintaining global peace, stability, and security.
The declaration came nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders, including one who had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. The heads of the leading United Nations aid agencies have begun a special one-day pledging conference to raise more than $400 million to provide life-saving assistance for 1.2 million people, including all Rohingya refugees and their host communities in Bangladesh. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from a conference site in Geneva.
Before the pledging conference got underway, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency told media the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled violence in Myanmar over the past 2 months has now topped 600,000, making this the world's fastest growing refugee crisis. Aid agencies agree the crisis is also drawing one of the most severely underfunded responses in the world. Reacting to the growing and intensifying needs of this burgeoning refugee population, Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Mark Lowcock says the focus of the event is to mobilize resources to save lives and protect people.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday formally designated the El Salvador-based street gang known as MS-13 as a priority for a Department of Justice program that combats drug trafficking and money laundering. The designation will allow the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces to target MS-13 with an array of laws, from an anti-organized crime law known as RICO to tax and firearms laws. There is more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.